These days, when there's so much talk about building border walls and retreating from international cooperation, it's good to hear a story like this one. Belgium and Holland have just agreed to change a small portion of their mutual border, swapping some land in the process, all in a very friendly way, just because it made things easier. The border change along the River Meuse is pretty small, but the agreement is definitely worth talking about, especially since it began, bizarrely, with a headless corpse. Dan Bileski wrote about this for the New York Times.
This is a story with a rather gruesome beginning. Essentially, Belgium and the Netherlands, which have long had a historical rivalry, found themselves in this predicament where part of the Belgian border is on the Dutch side and part of the Dutch border is on the Belgian side. This is where the headless body comes in. Several years ago, a headless corpse was found by a couple hiking. And when they called the Belgian authorities said that it was in the Netherlands. And when they talked to the Netherlands, the Dutch authorities said that it was under Belgian jurisdiction.
So before we go any further, just describe this area where this border was kind of reestablished. I mean, we're talking the Low Countries here, Holland to the north, Belgium to the south. What does this area look like?
So the area is actually very picturesque. It's apparently a nature reserve, and it's essentially a patch of land that intersects a peninsula near the Netherlands. And what happened was that in 1961, the river in the area, which is called the Meuse, was reconfigured to aid navigation. And in so doing, three pieces of land were pushed to the wrong side of the river. And that's where the problems began.
Yeah, so before this headless corpse was found, how many people, Dutch and Belgians, who lived around this river in this area, did they know where the border even ran?
No. I mean, ironically, in a region where there have long been geopolitical and linguistic divisions and where borders really matter, this area was not particularly well known, and these patches of land were not at all inhabited. So this headless corpse seems to be the catalyst that put it under a spotlight.
Right. So one side couldn't investigate the other side. What agreement did the Dutch and Belgians eventually reach?
Well, the agreement they reached, which was signed yesterday with great fanfare in the Netherlands with the royals of both countries in attendance, the Belgians agreed to cede about 35 acres of land near the river in exchange for about 7 acres of land from the Dutch. So the amount of land involved is pretty infinitesimal in the global scheme of events.
Still, do you think it is a reminder to other nations that it is possible, even in 2016, to reshape borders without bullets?
I think in this Trumpian age when, the president-elect is talking about building a wall on the border with Mexico, you know, after decades in which we've had strife and bloody wars, including in the Balkans, more recently in Ukraine, it is a reminder that two historic rivals can make peace. But indeed, let's hope that headless bodies don't have to be the catalyst behind it.
The New York Times' Dan Bileski, thanks very much for telling us about this.
Thank you.